Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Mark Wayne Mullen, the most pro-Trump America First candidate for United States Senate, a Christian conservative. Mark Wayne Mullen shares and fights for our conservative values. 100% pro-life, ready to end abortion in America. Conservative, Republican, pro-Trump.
Mark Wayne Mullen, you don't want to fight with him.
Mark Wayne Mullen for United States Senate. Defenders PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DefendersPAC.com.
Well, a lot of areas across the state have received pretty good rainfall this last couple of weeks, which usually makes pretty good conditions for cotton planting. I had the opportunity to talk to OSU's Seth Bird to give us a status update on cotton planting going on right now.
There was a decent amount of cotton that was planted prior to the rain that we got, sort of the last full week of May. So we got some rain the week of the 23rd of May. And there was some cotton that was going in the weeks prior to that event. You know, if you had overhead irrigation, then you likely were able to create a favorable, you know, seedbed condition moisture-wise for that planted cotton. But you also knew you're probably on borrowed time since you're totally relying on irrigation at that point. And if you're on, you know, drip or in the irrigation district or dry land, you were obviously planting and hoping that the forecasted rain was going to come. And so it did. We got that rain. That's certainly going to help that cotton that was dry planted or planted earlier in May push through and germinate. And now this week, we're seeing some heavier rain events and some bigger rain totals fall. Certainly, again, if the cotton's emerged and up, you know, it's going to help to a certain extent. We'd love to see the rainfall maybe spaced out a little more, but again, hard to turn down the moisture given the last, you know, 6 to 8 months that we've had. I'd say most of your irrigated cotton is in the ground by at this point. You know, dry land tends to wait until late May at the earliest. You know, late May tends to be the start of the window for the dry land crop. And so I'd say that our irrigated crop is probably about wrapped up, if not totally wrapped up. Dry land was, you know, maybe just starting to think about getting started when some of these rain events started to occur.
For areas in Oklahoma that received too much rain too quickly, Bird said that's going to slow crop progress down.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of different things to think about. You know, if you've got cotton that was planted, maybe you planted after some of that rain that came last week, you know, we're in cooler conditions. That's going to slow your crop progress down. Cool conditions plus excess moisture, which if you look at some of the rainfall totals that we've had, you know, there's going to be some excess moisture in some places. That can flare seedling disease issues. And some of the discussions I've had recently with, you know, looking at stands and whether it's poor stands, you know, in terms of emergence issues, or what's been more common has just been sort of, you know, ugly looking cotton, comes from seedling disease flares. That really all ties back to the conditions that we've been through. So the cooler temperatures, And the excess moisture tends to be what we'll see flare seedling disease issues.
To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Seth Bird, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.